Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Glad to hear. It's another day. Time just flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I see here, so with your business, you have quite some time, 23 years, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
It's really good, doing well.
That's good. I'm glad to hear. What do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
A lot of it's word of mouth, you know. Don't do a whole lot of marketing, really.
Okay.
Was doing a lot of new construction. That slowed down a little bit just because of, okay, you know, the interest rates are up. But
correct.
So I work for builders that, you know, when they have a house ready for me, they call me, say, this one's ready, you know. Then we go ahead and start it for them. And so I was doing, you know, 3-4 builders and then plus repaints, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Now, because I do see, I looked you up online a little bit. I do see a Google business profile. So I do see that you have put yourself out there a little bit. Are you looking to get more work?
Yeah, I am, kind of. Because, like I said, the new construction slowed down a little bit. I mean, we still have calls coming in.
Yeah.
You know, winter time slows down a little just because you don't have the outside work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do much on the outside in the winter, but.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely could use some, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got some bigger projects coming up, but they're a little ways away.
Okay.
Some new construction stuff, but, yeah, we're always looking, you know. How long does it take to get a, like when you search me, how far down was I on the Google listing?
So I did, let me, because it's based off of a few different keywords. So let me put you down for interior painter, and let's see what pops up for that one, since I know that's probably something that they're looking for more than exterior because of the winter time.
Yeah.
Let me see. Not painting, painter. Okay. All right. So I'm popping up. Why is it not popping up like that? That's a little weird. So I'm looking at like 360 painting of Toledo, good steward. Let's see. So for interior painter, you are popping up on the number one. Let's look for exterior. You're popping up number one as well. Do you currently work with an SEO company?
No.
So you're getting there organically, huh?
That's weird, huh?
It is weird, yeah.
Did you pop in Northwood or no?
I did put Northwood, Ohio.
Yeah, so Northwood's small, you know. So if you pop in Toledo, it's going to definitely change because I'm probably the only painter in Northwood. That's probably why it's popping up.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I was saying,
right,
that's so weird. How are you popping up on the first thing? Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. And you said Toledo, right?
Yeah. If we just did Toledo, like Toledo, painters in Toledo, I guess.
Toledo from, like, mileage-wise from your location.
Oh, I mean, I'm not even a mile.
Okay, so it's not far at all. Okay.
No.
So Okay, good. That's good to know because of the way that Google works, it goes off of the address that you have. So if I'm putting in the city, Toledo, which is what where you're looking to get work in that area, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're Perry, looking at this.
Yeah, Perrysburg.
Okay, what pops up for first page, I have Family Choice Painting, Fetterman Painting, Castle Painting, Perry Painting, Royal Painters, and then the list keeps going on. Yeah, and you're not popping up so far. Okay, you're, I found you, so it's
there
one. Yeah, it took a little bit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I got you on number 19 on my end.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm up 9 on when I pulled it up. But I put painters in Toledo.
And I put interior painter. So it's, you know, those are all different keywords. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
What we want to do is put you on that first page of the local map section based off of all the jobs you want to be found for. So about 15 keywords, interior painter, exterior painter, cabinet painter, painters, you know, near me, best painting company, all of those keywords. So we want to have you consistently on there. Now, since you, I mean, you're not showing first page placement for interior painter on my end. You might be showing it on your end. I'm not sure. But we would be working it on getting you higher and higher for the ones that you're already, you know, the keywords that you're already showing up there for, because that's what the search engine optimization is going to be. So, let me ask you, I mean, what do you think about that? Is that something that you're looking to accomplish for your business? Is, you know, get you more in front of people looking for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, I am.
Okay. So we would take care of that as the first page placement for all of those keywords on Google. We also do it on Bing. You have a Yelp page, which is great. I'm not sure if this is your, do you have a Facebook account?
I think I do for the painting, you mean?
Yeah, I think I see something. Let me see if it's the same. Yep, it's your phone number. So it is it. You name it, we paint it. You posted in October. Oh wow, that's really good work. Wow, I'm looking at the one where you did the black and the white, and the stairs, and
yeah,
that's really nice. Wow, that's good work. How long have you been doing this for?
Well, I probably, you know, over 30 years, but I've been on my own for like, my dad started it, so about 23 on my own.
Oh, that's good. I have my whole side of my husband's family. They're all painters, general contractors, carpentry, and so I know a lot of the work that they do, and yours is really, it's very, very nice. You do really good work. Wow. Well, anyway, sorry. We're located in California, so we're pretty far away, but we're in California, Southern California, and they're all over here as well, but it's good work. But anyways, as I was going to say, since you do have your Facebook page, we do run ads, and the ads that we run are really cool because we only put them in front of people who have already been looking for your services. I don't know if you've ever experienced where you look for something online, then you start doing something completely different, and all of a sudden an ad pops up for what you were looking for earlier. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do to the people who are looking for your services. So we retarget those same people. We do target income levels, age groups, as well as locations that you're looking to get work. And when it comes with our pricing, it is based off of a flat monthly rate. So it is a month-to-month service, and there is no contract. It's just a flat rate of $299 a month.
Right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I know I said a lot. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions for me?
So, like, where I'm at now, I mean, I know it takes a little bit to get up to the top, right?
Yeah, so you know, timeline-wise, it takes approximately, for your Facebook ads to be up and live, that's going to be about 7 to 14 days, so that does work fairly quickly. For your first page placement, it's about 30 to 45 days. Now, it should be quicker on your end, simply because you already have the Google Business Profile. You are already popping up first page for some of those keywords. I've seen it as soon as 13 days. But we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, so we do like to give you the timeline of max amount of time, 30 to 45 days.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah, I think we could try, you know, try 1 month, probably 2 months, and...
We do ask that you give us 2 months for that reason alone, so
yeah,
we can show you we can
exactly.
Bring in work. You are going to receive a
yeah,
dashboard
I mean,
as well.
As long as you guys are bringing it in, I don't mind paying. You know what I mean?
I mean, of course. That's why we do everything month to month as well. We want to prove to you that we can bring you in work, because obviously, I mean, if we're not doing that, you're not going to want to stay with us, right?
Right. How long you guys been in business?
19 years, just this past December. Quite some time.
How many employees?
Mm-hmm. So employee-wise, so we work from home. We used to be all working in an office in Orange County, and then when the pandemic hit, we all started working from home, and everything worked, you know, well. So we stayed working from home. Employee-wise, I would say because, you know, it's hard when you're not in an office to know exactly how many employees.
Right.
But when we do the full-on workplace meeting, we're hitting close to 100. So, So I would assume we're a fairly decent size. We are partnered with Google as well. So we do have a certification with Google. It is at the highest tier. Let me send that to you right now as well. That's basically letting you know that we provide certain results to our clients, and that's how we get that certification. So
all right.
I sent that over to you as well. And that's on Google's website as well, so you can always check it out. But we have an A-plus rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau as well. So we have everything going on. We have over 10,000 clients.
Okay, cool.
So it takes me about 10, 15 minutes max to process everything. So let me just make sure. And then we send you everything in writing as well, so there's no confusion. We do a voice verification. Matt, is your name short for Matthew?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name?
E-R-A-R-D.
Oh, just like the business name. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then I did pull up your – sorry, go ahead.
Can you – is there any way you can get it going and call me back in like 15 minutes?
Yes. You mean get it going like through payment and set something up, or you want me to call you back in 15 minutes for payment?
Yeah, because you said it takes you about 15 minutes to get things situated or whatever. I'm just going to load up some stuff real quick, and then if you want to call me right back. Is there any room on that number or not, on that $299?
I'll tell you what. Because I see you have a website. Are you happy with your website?
It probably ain't too bad. You know, when it was set up, I didn't mind it, you know.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
Okay. If you're happy with your website, I can leave you the pricing at $249 a month. If you want us to redo like a nice website for you, which yours looks nice too, so that's why I was asking if you're happy with it. But if you want us to redo a website for you, I would want to leave it at the $299 because that comes with a nicer website. It's up to you. That's the wiggle room I can give you.
Yeah, I mean, I want to take a look at my website again. How do I get on that, actually?
Okay, I'm going to send you the link because I'm looking at it right now. Okay, I just sent it over to you through text message. That's your website. And then I'm going to send you a link as well with the website, a sample of a website that we can do for you. So.
Okay. I mean, how often do the people look at the website? Do they really browse it or are they just, you know, hey, I'm going to call the painter. He's got good reviews.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's a landing page, especially when it comes to your industry, which is painting. You want a website that shows the work that you do because that's what people look at. Go ahead.
No, I said okay.
Yeah, but it's up to you. You know, it's your decision of what you would want to do. It's your business, you know? You know it best.
What about, like, what's the percentage of, like, Facebook compared to, like, Google, you know?
Mm-hmm. So with them working together, Google and Facebook is the best one. I always recommend that because it's retargeting those people looking for your services. The more that these people see your company name, they see ads for you. That's what works really well. When you stick strictly on Google, you still see results, but not as good as when you put Facebook combined with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
So I've been posting stuff on Facebook, you know, and people are sharing it, I guess. So that kind of helps a little bit.
That helps too because when, for example, when they see ads, they'll also be able to go on your actual business page, which is going to show them all the work that you do. So, you know, that's perfect on that end. And I was just looking at your website for email. I have, and I'm sorry if I say your last name wrong, airdscustompainting@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And then for company name, I have Airds. And how do you correctly say your last name? I'm sorry.
Erard.
Okay. So I have Erard's Custom Painting as your business name. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then the address is 2022 Sheffield Place in Northwood, Ohio, 43619.
Yeah, that's my home address, and I have a new building that I bought, so we probably would put that address on there.
Okay. What address is it?
I got to double check that. It's either 401 or 402 South Main Street, Wallbridge, Ohio. A lot of times the map won't show it on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It won't show the address. Let me look here once. I'm listening.
When I put 401 South Main Street, it pops up a street. So let me try 402.
402 yes. South Main Street, Wallbridge, Ohio.
Yeah, it's popping up a street on the map thing. Let me see here. Let me see if I can open this. Yeah,
if
it's popping
up
a
street. Can you look up, I'll look up something real quick. It's called the Skillet. It's a restaurant. It's right across the street. Here it is. So that's 101. So I think I'm 102 South Main. See if you can pull that up. 102 South Main.
What pops up for 102 South Main is like a brown business that says, I think it's a bar. It says Join Old Farts Club Tuesdays at 11:30. And there is like a green kind of farm looking building next to it. No, this doesn't seem right. Let me try 101.
101 looks like it's a skillet, a restaurant. That's right across the street from me.
Interesting. How about if we do this? Let me just keep the address that we have now. You're going to get an onboarding call. They're going to go more into detail with all of the information, and then you can update your address then. So we can make sure we have the right one. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, for anybody else authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Yeah, you could put my daughter on there.
Okay. What's her name?
It's Navy, N-A-Y-V-E-E. Dewar, D-E-W-A-R, and then hyphen Erard, E-R-A-R-D.
And you said the spelling of her first name is Navy, like the Navy, and then E-E at the end?
Yeah, N-A-Y-V-E.
N-A-Y-O-V-E. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then
spelling.
I actually like that name. It's a really nice name, and it's very unique. That's nice.
Her middle name is B-L-E-U.
Blue.
But it's spelled B-L-E-U.
Oh, that's funny.
But she works for me, you know, so, and my niece does. So I figured, you know, get her on board, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Start doing some of the advertising and bidding and stuff. And
yes, and she can definitely help you out with all of that, absolutely. This phone number that we're speaking on, this number is okay for your clients to call you on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the services that you offer, jobs you want to be found for, obviously interior and exterior painting, do you do cabinet painting as well?
Yes.
Okay. What other services do you want to be found for?
We can do power washing, deck staining, drywall repair, I mean, you could probably put spraying. I mean, we could probably put commercial
okay.
jobs or commercial work.
Okay.
I don't know if you can pull any other painter ads up and see what it says on there. Maybe we can get a little bit of an idea, maybe.
Yes, I'm going to have, I'll put that down on the notes and have them, if any other keywords, they're going to let you know so you can decide which ones you want to pick, okay?
Yeah.
Now, your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on the number of questions you have. So what does your availability look like today, Monday, or even Tuesday if need be?
Today, I mean, Monday would be fine, but can they reach me out of the country?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can receive phone calls. They do call you within an hour window as well. So, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to do Monday, we can
do
Monday.
Like 9 o'clock Monday would be great.
Okay. The earliest that we can do would be you know, your Eastern time. I'm not sure you're going to be out of the country, so I don't know your time slot. But,
it's the same time. It's in Mexico.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay. Oh, I love Mexico. The earliest we could do is between 10 to 11 your time on Monday. Does that work?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to email you over that Google invite as well when we get off the phone. And then my next thing, you have your Facebook page, which is great. Are you going to want us to make you a website, or are you going to be okay with the one you have?
Well, I didn't take a look at it yet.
Okay.
I guess I can look at it now. You sent it over to me?
Yes, I texted it over to you.
Let me look here then.
Okay.
So, I think I only get, well, hold on a second. Go back. All right. Which one is it? The errorcustompainting.com?
Yes, it's that one.
Click that one. All right.
Hmm?
Let's see. Oh, so it's got my truck on there?
It has a video. When I open it, it shows a video of, like, a room. And... yeah, that's what it shows.
Residential painting.
And then I went in about and it shows your truck, yes.
All right. I see the room, but that's about all I see, kind of.
And the reason why is because it's probably not compatible on mobile devices and tablets. It's probably just compatible on a desktop. If you were to go with one of our websites, it is compatible across all platforms. So that is a difference as well.
Okay, yeah. I'd probably do the website then, have you do that.
Okay.
It's probably worth
okay.
it.
Okay.
And then
it really is. They're nice.
Maybe I send you pictures and stuff and then,
absolutely.
You guys download
what's gonna
them onto there.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is on your onboarding call, they're going to send you all authorization stuff that's going to go through your email, and you're going to be putting your pictures of your work, and then we're going to be building your website from there. If you need to add pictures at a future date, you're going to have access to make changes to your website, or you can call us, and we can upload those automatically, or we can do those changes. So it could be whichever way
okay.
you prefer, okay? Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where are you looking to get work?
Probably like Perrysburg, Maumee, Ohio.
One second. Let me make sure I have the spelling of everything correct. So I have Perrysburg, and what was the other one that you said?
Maumee. It's Maumee.
Okay, found it.
I guess, we could go with, Waterville and White House.
Okay.
And Holland. Waterville, White House, Holland.
Okay, and Holland, okay. Is there any more?
You got Toledo?
Nope, but I'm about to put that down for you. Toledo. Okay. So I have so far Toledo, Holland, White House, Waterville, Monmouth. Sorry, I know I said that wrong. And Perrysburg.
Yep.
Any other ones?
How many? We could probably go Oregon. And do we have Northwood?
Nope, we don't have Northwood. Let's put Northwood. Okay.
Go Oregon.
I got Oregon.
Okay.
Okay.
We could do Wallbridge.
Wallbridge, okay.
And we could do, Williston.
Okay, found that one.
How about Lake?
Lake?
Yeah, is there a lake? Should be.
Pops up, Lakewood?
Lake, I'm not sure, but,
Lake, like, okay, I was gonna say, like, the body of water lake, L-A-K-E?
Yeah. Let me look up on map here.
Yeah, cause what's popping up, is a Lake County.
Or Lake Township or something. Let's see here. Let me see where Wallbridge was here.
Okay.
There's Wallbridge, alright. We could do Rossford.
Rockford?
Rossford, R-O-S-S-F-O-R-D.
Okay, perfect, got it.
We could do like Curtis and Millbury and Genoa.
Okay.
These are like little towns.
Okay, so we have Curtis, and what was the next one that you said?
Millbury, M-I-L-L-B-U-R-Y.
Okay, perfect. And you said one more, didn't you? Oh, yeah,
G-E-N-O-A.
Perfect. Okay, got that one down.
We could do Sylvania. Yeah, these are a couple. How many do you put on there, whatever?
Yes. When you're looking at more of smaller cities, what I typically do is pick I find the county. So, for example, Sylvania is in Lucas County.
Yeah, Sylvania, it is in Lucas, yeah. It's a bigger city, which is, there's a lot of money out there in that area.
Okay.
We could do Lambertville, which is right over the border, which is Michigan.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me make sure I got that correct. So you said Lambertville?
Yeah, B-E-R-T.
T, right? Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, like Lambertville, yep, V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. All right.
Ottawa Hills is probably Lucas County, ain't it, or not?
Idaho Hills, and is that in Michigan or is it in Ohio?
It's Ohio, O-T-T-A-W-A.
Okay.
It's kind of close to Holland.
O-T-T-O-W-A. Okay. It is in Lucas County.
Yeah, yep, all right.
All right, perfect. Any other city?
I mean, you could throw Swanton in there, S-W-A-N-T-O-N. That's Ohio.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the surrounding areas. I mean, that's a pretty big area, you know. That's Toledo and, you know, surrounding area, kind of.
Okay.
Half hour from us.
Okay, perfect. So I got all those down. For your hours of operation, I have 24/7. Is that accurate?
I don't know. We probably could change that, you know, from like from like eight to five, you know, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then on the weekends, do you want to show closed or by appointment only?
You could put, you know, from nine to three Saturday and Sunday. You know, if they need to call, I always answer my phone. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And then maybe put something about emergency calls also. Maybe something like that.
Emergency calls 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's got an issue or something, you know.
Okay. Not a problem. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
Let me take a look at it. I think it's just got my name on it.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
A.
Perfect. Okay. And is the billing on the card the 2022 in the Sheffield plate?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then
yeah,
what
my
type...
name is on this card. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Got that down.
It's American Express.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
It's 3737 633 752 41017.
Okay, and then when does it expire?
8/28.
8/28, and then security code.
Let me take a look here.
Yeah, typically for American Express, it's four digits, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 7236.
Okay, perfect. Now, every time that we call you, well, first, let me actually send you over. I'm going to text you over our office line, and it has my direct extension, so you can always reach me there. But we will always
okay.
call you from the office number, which is going to be the 877 number. And every time that we do call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling, not somebody else trying to scam you. You can answer whatever answer you'd like, just as long as you remember it. So you have three choices. You can either pick from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, Garen.
Okay,
is,
for...
my mother's maiden name, Garen.
Garen, G-A-R-E-N?
I think it's G-A-U-R-E-N or
okay.
I-N. I'm not sure exactly.
As long as you know how to say it, it's okay.
Yep. Yeah.
It's okay. No worries. Okay. So I'm going to do the voice verification and then I'm going to send you everything through email and through text message and we're going to be done. So we're almost already done here. I know you have a few things to do. So I'm going to do this quickly. It is on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Erard Custom Painting.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Erard, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we call you from that 877 number, and we always ask you that security question. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your billing is due so we can process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Now, you're going to be receiving emails and text messages shortly. I'm also going to text you over a YouTube video, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to receive the credentials for that in about 3 to 5 days. But all the information's on there, so you know how to use it. And let me send that to
what
you right
that?
Now.
What is that? How to use
your dashboard's basically going to be the brains of everything. It's going to show you what keywords you're listed for, how many people have been looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, all of that, so you can see that it's actually working for you.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're not just telling you that we're doing this for you. You're going to be able to see it for yourself.
Can you call me back like in, you know,
25
days or not?
To kind of check in with you.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not real savvy on all this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it,
okay.
Yeah, and I'll look, you know, and I'll try to get my daughter involved too. That way, you know, we know what's going on, and we see, hey, this is working great, you know, and you know, we'll stick with it.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on my calendar right now, so I have you down to call you. In about 25 days, let me see my calendar. Here's my calendar. So, okay. I put you down on my calendar. I'm going to give you a call in about 25 days so I can review everything with you. That's not a problem. And then again, you can always call me too whenever you'd like. So I can review anything that you need to do.
Your info.
Correct. It has our office line, okay. My name, company name, and my direct extension. The last thing I need to do, if you can open up the link that I just sent you, the link with the terms.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go over that with you real quick, and then we're going to be done already. So basically, this is the terms and conditions, which is what we're going to do for you, which is that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it for you. The directory submissions, your website, Facebook ads, what we charged you, which is just the $299, what we will charge you future-wise, which is just $299. You can always pause your service. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. You can cancel at any time. I just need you to click on the two boxes, type in your name with the capital letters, just exactly the way that it looks, and then just confirm it, please.
All capital letters, you say?
Only the capital letters with M, A, and E. It's a little particular.
Okay. I'm kind of driving right now, but...
Oh, okay. No, I don't want you to be in an accident. It's fine. As soon as you get to your location, if you can do it, worst comes to worst, we'll get it done.
Fill it out, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll do it.
Yeah, no worries. I don't want an accident.
All right.
But we're pretty much already done. I have you down for a call on Monday between 10 to 11. But you have my contact info. Anything else, please feel free to give me a call before that, okay?
And then, like, the Facebook thing, how will I see that? Is there, like, a certain way, or just go under AirArt Custom Painting, and you guys will be, like, putting stuff out there, kind of?
Yeah, so we're going to, on your dashboard, you're going to be able to see what your ads look like. If you want specific ads, for example, pictures of the work that you've done, or you want them to click and fill out a form so you contact them, or you want to put a video, that's all going to be talked about on Monday of how you want your campaign to look like. They go more into detail because it's a little more specific details on that end. But, that we're going to go over with you, and we're going to have everything look exactly the way you want it to look, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much, Matt. It's been a pleasure. I'll speak with you on Monday. You have a good rest of your day, and enjoy Mexico.
Thank you. All right.
All right, bye. Thanks. All right, bye.
All right, bye.